G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
A biblical perspective on life, culture and current events. This is 2020 on Vision.
Well, let's turn our attention to the international Christian music competition that attracted entrants from around the world. It's called the First Fruits Music Awards and run out of the UK. The 2024 winners have been announced, and there's some good news for Australian entrants. Nigel Swaby is back with us today. He's been the spearhead for the First Fruits Music Awards. Hey, Nigel, a special welcome back to 2020.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Neil, for inviting me back on your show. I'm looking forward to having a chat with you.
Nigel, about the First Fruits Music Awards, we'll talk about the future shortly, but it's been all about just bringing a fresh and new and reinvigorated focus to Scripture in praise and worship music. Give us your thoughts about how the effort to actually reinvigorate that has been.
Yeah, I think it's touched many people's hearts. I think we sort of banged the drum long enough that Christian music isn't about just nice, feely, touchy lyrics. It has a purpose to it. Glorification of God is key to edify the listener, and of course, preach the word of God, the gospel, to unregenerate hearts, those people that don't know Christ around the planet. And I think the proof is in the pudding. You know, when we've listened as a panel to the songs, you know, the scripture just jumps out at you. And you know, there have been times in the past, pre this competition, and other guys wearing another hat, and I'm listening to Christian songs. I said, which bit's Christian? Where's Jesus? You know, and all I have to say is that I think the message has come across, and a lot of people see this to have been a platform to give them a voice and to really air their craft to a global audience, and that's what's actually happened. Now, the record industry isn't necessarily so keen on lyrics that reflect scripture. I'm not saying they're against it, but they're interested in money, and it's just another profit line. So where this has really been a platform for creatives in that space to do what they want, in a sense, they've been unleashed and they've been able to submit songs which otherwise may not appeal to the record labels. So in that respect, it's been an overwhelming success.
Well, we first started talking about the First Fruits Music Awards around about 18 months ago. And there's been some developments that have gone on there, and there's been all sorts of challenges. We might get onto some of those. But you have announced the winners of the 2024 First Fruits Music Awards. And as I mentioned in the introduction, there's a little bit of a surprise in here. But before we give the names of the winners, give us an insight here into where the entrants came from, because you had entrants from all over the world, every continent apart from Antarctica, as I understand it. Give us a thought or two about where entrants have come from that had entered these awards.
Sure. I don't think anybody lives in Antarctica, do they?
they have a regular flow of visitors.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's a very good question, and thanks for raising that. Yes, six continents, 29 countries. We had some entries from very surprising places, Hong Kong and Bahrain. And, you know, I say no more. I mean, China is quite closed when it comes to Christianity, and it was very interesting sort of songs that we've got from that place. Yeah, but looking at the English-speaking world, predominantly Australia, USA, Canada, and the UK, I did a bit of sort of statistics for your program, Neil, and I'll throw some numbers, and your audience may be particularly interested in these numbers, right? The USA, by far, in this context, has the largest population of 334 million people. Now, we all know that country music and Christian music comes from Nashville, Tennessee, and that's where all the buzz is. So we're all thinking as a panel that, well, Australia's never going to come anywhere, no disrespect. I mean, it's purely on a numbers basis, not on a talent issue. It's just numbers. Because Australia is 12 times smaller than the USA in terms of people. Now, but the real surprise is the fact that out of the top highest scoring 12 songs, and we were really rigid with the validation and evaluation of these songs, multiple processes. So it wasn't just listen to 2 or 3 minutes and that's it, tick the box. It was really quite rigid. And towards the end, it was very difficult to discern because we had some with the same number of points. So we had to go through it again to sort of try to edge one forward or whatever. But 4 out of the top 12 are Australian artists. Now, that blew us away purely because of the numbers and our expectation that USA would come up trumps. I mean, the USA had 3 in the finals, but for Australia to take first and second place with 2 exceptional songs in the runner-up was blew our minds to bits. And ironically, they're across Australia. So we're not saying, oh, well, the artists are only from, you know, WA or from wherever. The winners from Queensland, the runner-ups from Victoria, one finalist is from South Australia, and the other one's from WA. I mean, what can you say?
Well, I think Aussies might be quite proud of that. 4 out of the top 12 are Aussie artists. And as you have now indicated, the winner and the runner-up are Aussies too. In a competition where around the world, across 6 continents, there were entrants that came in. So we'll assume that some of those listeners to this program might well have been inspired to enter a song into the First Fruits Music Competition to win the awards. Without further ado, and I have no drum roll, but why don't you announce for us the winner and the runner-up for the First Fruits Music Awards?
So the winner is, for this particular contest, is Julia Ballendorf, in association with Valley Worship Australia. Worthy is the King is her song. The runner-up is Harry James from Victoria, and his song's called Mercy.
So Tula Bollendorf, she's written the song, but as you say, it's in collaboration with a music company, and there's the artist that performs it, and the production is done by a professional outfit. So it's the song that's the winner. So it's the the lyric writer who really, really scores big here.
Yeah, that's the point. It's the Tula is the creator behind this masterpiece with regards to the melody, the actual song itself, and the lyrical content.
So Tula Bollendorf, and she may be unknown to all of us right now, but we're going to hear this song in just a few moments. But Worthy is the King. What sets this song apart, do you think? How do you describe what makes this, you know, one of the most exceptional entrants?
Well, a couple of people on the panel listened to this song, and one individual said it really touched their heart, and someone has said it made them cry. And I think the thing is, look, yes, songs are emotive. There is an emotional element to it, but don't forget they'd gone through the acid test. So we'd sort of taken out the emotion beforehand and gone through the sort of professional evaluation. And quite frankly, at this level, there were a number of songs that were fabulous and exceptional. And To the King was one of the other artists. They came up 3rd. Their song, they were from Canada, and they are from Canada, and their song was absolutely fabulous as well. So at that level, it became very difficult to discern 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. But I think at the end of the day, when they were level pegging these songs, it come down to how it touched people's heart.
So you got the 3rd place winner was a Canadian. Then you've got a 4th place winner from Canada also. You've got a South American in 5th. You've got someone from the USA 6th. You've got someone from the UK 7th position. Then there's another Aussie who had a song called the Prosperity Song, Kelly Newton Wordsworth. And so, as you say, these are people who've come from all sorts of different places around Australia.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, one of the contestants, Victor Clay, was a refugee. I think he was originally from Sierra Leone, and he now calls Australia home. So his background's very different. And Kelly, she's been on sort of a road tour around parts of Australia promoting her music. So they're all very different individuals, very different backgrounds. Harry James, I think he works for a charity, a major charity. I can't remember which one in Australia. And again, he serves in a role that supports sustainability and environmental issues as well. So, yeah, I mean, they're all extremely different people, very talented. And I think that the key message that was coming out was that for some reason, the Australians seem to be top draw in every way. Everything that came through from Australia was taken seriously. Great songs. I mean, the results speak for themselves, and nothing else I can really add to that.
Well, we're going to listen to the winning song very shortly, but let me ask you about the sad note. Global awards, not an easy feat. There have been some challenges along the way, sustaining the awards. What are your thoughts for the future of the First Fruits Music Awards?
Well, ultimately, we've achieved what we set out to do, and that was to provide a platform and a voice on a global basis for emerging independent artists. And this is getting a lot of buzz in terms of press and media coverage around the globe, so we're pleased with that. But it's not from our perspective. Our whole goal was for Servant Heart to support those artists to really push through the noise. There's a lot of noise out there, especially in the music business, and we can see some real fruit from this. One of the contestants who wasn't a finalist, through our relationship with the Great Commission Society, because we're providing discipleship workshops and also songwriting workshops, they went on through one of the songwriting workshops with ourselves in conjunction with the Great Commission Society, and now is doing a missions trip in South Africa through them. So it's been a much bigger situation. So we have been able to enrich people's lives by education, discipleship, songwriting, mission trips, as well as giving them a platform. And we've not been prejudiced at all. We've interviewed people recently through our partner Palm TV UK, which has 53,000 Facebook followers, which is a blessing as well, and also through my channel last year, of across the spectrum. So if people wanted that opportunity for an interview, we weren't nitpicky. We wanted to give them the airtime, in a sense. So we had 75-year-olds on there, and we had the youngest one was from Australia. He's from Australia, 16-year-old young lady. And it gave them an opportunity, a platform, where in the modern world as we live in, those people might not, well, maybe the younger person, but the older person wouldn't necessarily get the airtime. And regardless of how great their song is or how great their singing is, we gave them the airtime, we gave them the encouragement, we gave them the support. And do you know what? That's worth $1 million.
It's taken a bit of a personal toll on you. How are you holding up, given the stresses and the challenges that have gone over these past couple of years?
Yeah, I think the thing is, because I've set the bar really high in terms of what these awards are and what this contest is all about, and I'm not sort of shrunken from the challenge. I knew it was always going to be tough because it's the music world, and you've got established record labels, major labels around the planet, and I'm the gnat on the camel's back, in a sense. And to make a noise in that space is going to be hard, and to start from zero, that's where we did. You know, the momentum takes time. There's a credibility issue. Then there's the who are you bit, you know, in terms of raising the profile. Once you've got over the credibility issue, and then it's maintaining the quality. And basically, as a small operation with a few set of key people, you end up doing everything. And so as a result of doing everything, plate spinning and, you know, pushing the contest forward, it does take a lot out of you. And so even though I have so much peace with the way the contest's finished or was concluded, because there's been so much fruit from it, as I've mentioned previously, but I have to say I'm actually worn out and I will be taking time out. So it doesn't mean that we won't continue in the future with an awards competition for emerging inspiring Christian artists. We have learned an enormous amount We've learned what we've done well, perhaps what we could improve on. So there's a wealth of knowledge there, but I just need to take time away just to consolidate, to rest. That's a priority. And quite frankly, now that decision's made and the winners have been called out, I can relax.
Well, special honour to you, Nigel Swaby. You had a motive of arresting a decline in scriptural focus in Christian music, and you put your best foot forward, and you hosted the First Fruits Music Awards, and we're absolutely thrilled, I must say, from Australia, that four out of the top 12 winning entrants were Aussies. Let me just mention those names. Runner-up was Harry James. There's also Kelly Newton Wordsworth, and also Victor Clay. And no doubt listeners will hear something more from those artists. But as we farewell you today, Nigel, let me just say to listeners, this is the song that was the winning song out of a global competition called the First Fruits Music Awards. And Worthy is the King. It's a song that was written and is owned by Tula Bollendorf. But the song features Joseph Prisk and a name that some listeners will be certainly aware of, Peter Shirley. Let's have a listen in to that track.
What is this? The greatest love I've ever known. Who is this that he would lay his life down for me? Born of man, Son of God, the great I am is here. How is this that you restore my life? Could it be the fulfillment of prophecy? Born of man, Son of God, the great I am is here. Prince of peace, Lord of lords, lift up our heads.
That's just the radio edit version. There is a long form version too that you might hear some more of. It's called Worthy is the King, owned by Tula Bollendorf. She wrote the song, and the song features Joseph Prisk and Peter Shirley. Nigel Swaby, thanks so much for your great input into the First Fruits Music Awards. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing with us today the winners And thanks so much for putting your heart and soul on the line and putting those efforts in to make those awards a great success. And thanks so much for sharing those thoughts with us today on 2020.
Thanks so much, Neil, and thanks for the blessing to again be in your program and to share the story and the winners with your listeners.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.